What's with the camera, bro?
All right, I'm going to be honest. I twerked in here earlier, and I used the camera to show it, and so it may not be exactly where it was supposed to be.
You definitely messed it up.
Let's just leave it.
We're so low.
Let's just leave it. It's fine.
I feel like a short person.
I think it's zoomed in.
Is it?
I think unzoom it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, see you there. It's fine. And it needs to go down.
Okay. I don't know how that worked, but it worked.
It's perfect. It's great. Awesome. Taylor, just be happy you're getting this.
Yeah. We're doing a 15-minute show tonight. What's up?
Oh, 15? I was expecting 10, so. Man, you're always a man of the people.
Always a man of the people.
Always a man
they want.
Of the people.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a Screen Rant article up?
Yeah, what's wrong with Screen Rant?
Lots of things.
Oh, really?
I'm a big proponent of hating them. For their YouTube channel.
Oh, they have a YouTube?
They have a YouTube. One thing is great.
Okay.
If you ever watch pitch meetings,
okay.
They're hilarious.
Don't know what that is.
It's a sub-like category of video on the Screen Rant channel.
Okay.
Any other video is just clickbait bullshit.
Isn't that most of YouTube, though?
I mean, most of YouTube, yes, and I tend to avoid all those YouTube channels.
Then how do you watch anything?
Because most other stuff is just blogs, really.
Oh, like them people
blogs.
Talking?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, Acid. Hi, you should feel dirty.
Oh, I watched this guy analyze fight scenes.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
You like my comment?
I didn't see it. What does it say? Make it stop.
Every time I'm billed for that, I'm like, God. Why? I forgot to turn it off.
Turn it off.
I forget!
Do it now.
I can't. I'm not logged in as Z Swigs. It's a whole problem. I forget that this show exists until 6 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock, it's done. Forget. Someone in chat can remind me. Please do my job for me, and then give me money tomorrow. Thank you. Okay. So, yeah, the Screen Rant stuff is the top 25 movies of the decade, according to them.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
What's
so,
number one?
I don't know.
My
I haven't
dick.
Looked. What do you think? What is the number one movie of the decade, dude?
Of the decade?
Yeah. Taylor, also, how dare you? Okay, she's trying to get me. I'm not going to let her get me. I'm not going to let it happen, okay? I'm going to keep it under control. Calm, cool, collected. Triple C. That's my name tonight.
This is really hard.
That's what she said.
It's rock hard.
That was for you, Sly.
Of the fucking decade. Dude, I can't remember yesterday.
I know, it's hard, dude.
Dark Knight. Dark Knight wasn't
You think
this
Dark
decade.
Knight was this decade?
It wasn't this decade.
Hey, Google, when did The Dark Knight release?
It was 2009.
Is it really?
The Dark Knight was released in the United States of America on July 18th, 2008.
2008?
Damn.
That's 12 years old.
Yeah, man.
That's disgusting.
I'm just trying to think of any movie that happened. I can't do it.
I think I'd probably rank Interstellar. Up there, man.
I was thinking that too, but it's not going to be that.
Well, I don't think that's what Screen Rant would pick, but that's probably what I pick.
Have you rewatched that movie recently?
Not like, well, define recently.
It's not that good.
I
need to rewatch it.
I think it's
great. Because I just remember it being like, I think it's good. It's really good, but it's not like.
Inception's really good too. Great. What's better, Interstellar or Inception? I think Inception is the better movie. Interstellar has better music.
And visuals.
I think if you watched a music-less view version. Jesus Christ.
Try again.
If you watched a music-less version of Interstellar, I think it wouldn't be as good.
I agree.
Like, when he's out there staring at his cornfield, that music's playing, or he's driving through the cornfield and the music's playing, or he's out there sitting in space, or he drives through space and that music's playing, it's great, dude. Matt Damon blows up.
It's great.
Blah! Like, it's awesome, dude. That's
it
great.
It is fantastic music.
It's great
sure.
music. I think that makes the movie
I
better.
I think it has a little bit of Game of Thronesy, though.
What do you mean?
Like, the music makes it better.
Oh, agreed.
Like, for sure.
The only way we could palette that last season of Game of Thrones was the music, because they certainly didn't give us no boobs, and they certainly didn't give us a good plot. So, by the way, watching Jack Ryan on your recommendation, episode 3, no boobs yet.
There are boobs.
Where? When? How long do I gotta watch?
A while. Like, there's not a lot.
God.
You see main chick's boobs, though.
Okay.
Have you seen the doctor yet?
I don't think so.
Doctor Lady?
No. I don't think so.
No?
No, I'm in episode 3. Just started episode 3.
I don't remember when she comes in, but when she comes in, you get to see her boob. Just side boob. Very, very slight side boob.
Is there nip?
Side boob, yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll take it. All right. And yeah, Acid, to answer your question from a little bit ago, yes, that's exactly what happens. I give Twitch $5. They give me back $2.50.
I also think you see Jihadi woman's boobs.
Who's Jihadi?
The Arabian woman with the headscarf, the wife.
I haven't seen her yet either, I don't think.
What?
I don't think so.
What show are you watching?
Wait, are you talking about season 1?
Yeah.
Oh, I've already seen season 1. I'm talking about season 2 now.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I just got done with season 2, and yeah, there's no boobs.
The whole reason I'm watching season 2 is for the boobs, man! You told me there were lots of boobs!
There were more than I expected.
None!
Not a lot. Well, there might have been one. I can't remember.
It's really weird to go back and watch that show, by the way, while I'm binging The Office.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Like, he is Jim.
There's definitely less Jim in season 2.
I'm not sure there is.
Because, like, spoiler alert, like, his friend dies.
Yeah.
First episode.
Yeah, it's first episode, dude.
So, like, he's all fucked up for the rest of the show.
Yeah, but he's still just angry Jim.
Yeah. But you never really see angry Jim.
You do it a couple episodes of The Office.
Mm.
You do it a couple. Angry Jim, you know? But it's, like, John Krasinski might just be Jim.
I think he is. He's definitely typecast.
Like, I think he's just Jim.
You seen the new movie with Harry Potter in it?
The Guns Akimbo?
Yes.
We almost watched a trailer last week. We didn't get to it, though. What's it look like?
It's weird.
Well, that man just has so much money, he's just going to get real weird with it.
Yeah, I know.
That's literally
weird.
What he's doing with his life. So,
did you ever watch?
How dare you spoil something? Look, Taylor. Send me that site. Thank you.
What site?
She says she's got... This isn't updating. This is updating. That's updating.
I don't read any of them.
Don't worry about
site?
It. She just said, I got a site for you to see boobs.
Ah.
Imagine watching a whole season of show for one boob. Acid, I like to know what people look like naked, okay? It's there's really nothing sexual about
it's
it. It's
fun,
just it's
yeah.
just a curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Have you tried the hub? I did. I explored
like, that's
it
why people
afternoon.
Look at the Mona Lisa, right? Because of the beauty of it. That's what I think about naked people.
I don't even care if they're beautiful. I'll look at old men.
No,
I'll look at old
I
ladies.
Never said I look at beautiful.
I'll look at cows.
You look at the Mona Lisa because it's beautiful. I'm saying
right.
You look at naked people because it's beautiful.
Right. It's beautiful, but not like you're beautiful.
Right.
It's like nature
it's
is beautiful.
Thing. Yes.
It's like beautiful in the way a landscape
right.
is beautiful. Or beautiful in the way childbirth is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not like I want to bang it beautiful.
Yeah, not hot.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Nature.
Mm-hmm.
What it's like.
Awe-inspiring.
Yeah, awe-inspiring. That's it. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Boobs, gines, peens, don't matter. I look at them all, and I
boobs,
admire them all.
Beats.
Battlestar Galactica. Yep. That's it. She can't say it. All right, DM it to me. I'll look at it later. But anyway, so how you doing, man?
I'm okay.
Anything happen this week?
We went out Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
I did something else on Friday. I'll talk about that too. Anyways, I started the Saturday. So
look
we'll
how you
there.
Do it in
we'll
reverse
in
order.
Reverse. Saturday, all of our friends are going to this bar. I forget what it's called. O'Malley's, maybe.
Okay. O'Malley's
like that.
Alley. That's a thing, right?
I have no idea. All I know is it's on the south side. We've been there once. It has karaoke, and it's super fucking ghetto. So I didn't want to go again. Plus, they were going with people that we didn't really enjoy being around, so we were like, all right. Pinella didn't want to go either, so
okay.
We texted Pinella, so it's me, Britt, and Pinella. We all decided to go to Old Chicago.
You guys remember this the next time he says he's not friends with that man.
So,
mm-hmm.
Like, I was worried. Typically, whenever it's me, Britt, and Pinella, like, conversation is not great.
Why?
I don't know.
You can't think of one reason? No singular... balding reason?
No. Like, me and Pinella have a good set of topics.
Okay.
Of things that
uh-huh.
we can talk about and want to talk to each other about because
uh-huh.
we know that we like the same things.
What is that? Metal music?
Star Wars.
Kind
of video games.
Your high school.
YouTube.
Your high school.
YouTube. Yeah, that. That's about the range of the topics.
That's
though.
About it, yeah.
So once we blow through those, we don't really know...
Taylor, I can send you photos if you're really curious. But
curious
you gotta,
of what?
You got to return the favor. What people look like.
Who? What people?
Taylor just asked to see me naked.
Oh, okay.
And I'll gladly indulge her.
Can you, like, click Control Plus a few times or something?
I want this. I don't know why this doesn't. Why this stopped working?
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. Now it's caught up. I think maybe I needed to scroll.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It works now, though. Oh, no, it doesn't. Yeah, it's just like not auto-scrolling. You think that's a setting? All right, keep telling your story. I'll mess with it.
So, yeah, typically we burn through topics pretty quick. And so he showed up, sat down. There really wasn't anything new with Star Wars that we haven't talked about. I don't pay attention to WoW, and that's all he plays now.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So we asked him about his relationship.
Is he still streaming on Twitch?
No, he's on Mixer.
No, he stopped Mixer.
No.
Yeah, he did.
Really?
Yeah, you want to know how I know? Because he came back to Twitch and started streaming there. I watched his stream, and he talked about how people only watched him play Final Fantasy on Mixer, but then when he switched to WoW, no one watched him anymore. Mm-hmm. And so then he went back to Twitch because that's where his WoW audience was. But then I unfollowed him because...
Smart move.
It makes me angry.
I hate the WoW shit.
He makes me angry.
I don't know why, but that game just confuses the hell out of me, and I don't ever want to know anything about it. Same with Dungeons & Dragons.
So I don't know if he's still... I guess we have to look it up, huh?
I don't know.
Let's look. I know he's playing, like, The Witcher and stuff on his YouTube. Let's see. Let's see what we got.
Oh, he's live right now.
Oh, he's live right now, dude.
Oh, he's watching my goddamn dudes, bro.
Who's your dude?
Yeah, let's do it.
That's cool. Get down to the chones. Get all the goo.
He's just stealing these dudes' content.
Dude, I feel like I'm being reverse born right now.
We're stealing him stealing content.
That's true.
You gotta take a big scoop of this and put it on your crotch. Because I'm not doing it. But you
they're about to light that dude on fire.
What am I watching right now, dude?
This is the prep process to light a dude on fire for Hollywood movies.
If it doesn't soak in, I don't want you to lose.
Are you 100% serious or no?
Is that PewDiePie?
No.
That guy looks like PewDiePie, right?
I have to go a third time? Got to get to the viewing window. God dang it. Why just that part?
By the way, that was completely unnecessary. He was just doing another message. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Are you for real?
Anyways, the guy who was telling him about the junk thing, he's a professional stuntman in Hollywood, and then these guys do, like, you know.
I want to scroll ahead and just see him on fire, but I can't because I'm watching this video. I'm watching someone else watch the video. Like, he is invisible.
He hasn't said one thing.
I forgot in my head that I was watching him.
Yeah, squish that air out.
Nice and thick, nice and thick.
He's starting to shiver.
Anyways, he gets lit on fire.
You gotta in through the nose, out through the nose.
I want to watch him get lit on fire. When's it gonna happen?
I mean, you can go to the YouTube video.
I really do feel like
way ahead.
Stab him. I'm in. Great.
This is like a 15-minute-long episode.
Okay. Well, he streamed this one. He started 10 minutes ago. Then he streamed 9 hours ago. Then yesterday. Then 2 days ago. Then 2 days ago again. 3 days. 3 days. Yeah, he's full time back on Twitch now. Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, so the conversation devolved into us talking about the YouTube.
Taylor, do you even remember our old show?
Money.
Like, that's literally all we used to do.
Is what?
Roast our friends.
Yeah. Except they were in front of us when we did it.
Yes. Well, not always.
Not always, but quite frequently, because
okay,
it was mainly Matthew.
So you started talking about money.
And YouTube. And the whole adpocalypse thing and stuff and how it's hard to make money on YouTube now.
It's hard to make money, yes. I think it's always been hard to make money.
So, Britt, I don't know if you could tell, but likes to argue.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, everything that Pinella is saying, she just tries to think of the opposite way and then say it.
I mean, in this case, I'm probably on Britt's side, though, because most likely he's wrong.
Well, his side was that it's bullshit what YouTube is doing only because they're scared of advertisers, if I was to phrase it poorly.
Okay.
And then Britt's side was, I think all YouTubers are being babies because you're basically your own business now.
I agree.
And now you have some new rules to follow.
I agree 100% with Britt.
Yeah.
I actually agree with her. Yeah.
This conversation went on for 2 hours.
Right.
Basically. Just nonstop, like loud talking at each other.
Right, because you're getting,
for
you're drinking.
2 hours.
Old Chicago.
Yeah.
In a restaurant.
And I'll give Prunella props because typically 10 minutes of you telling him something he doesn't like to hear,
he gets butt hurt
and just stops talking.
Yep.
But no, he went on for 2 hours.
Something he's comfortable talking about, at least.
Until he just got fed up. He was like, all right, you know what? I'm done talking about it. Just because you're just arguing for the sake of arguing, and you're shitting on something I love, and this is something I actually care about. So no, I'm done. You say it, I'm done. And then we just sit there in silence.
If I was Britt, I would have been like, I win.
She did.
She won, yeah.
Yeah.
It's checkmate. Yeah.
I was playing both sides the entire time. Because,
well, of course,
I heard,
you just got to keep throwing gasoline on that fire.
One, it was great. It was hilarious.
Because you're just sitting there drinking Miller's, throwing gas.
Two, I agreed with points from both sides. But
I don't agree. If you whine about YouTube changing their policies, I mean, it's one thing to be like, it sucks that they changed it. It's a whole other thing to be like, I can't believe they changed it. And I feel like 90% of YouTubers go, I can't believe they're doing this to me. Well, like, that's how businesses work, man.
Yeah.
Like, YouTube's going to do what's best for them. Adapt. That's how it works.
You're right.
Sorry. You know, it's like when mom and pops in the 90s, Walmart showed up. Got to adapt. It's part of capitalism.
But that's why Adam was very confused that he's not on Mixer anymore, because part of his argument was that people should not be streaming on Twitch.
Does he listen to this?
Be streaming on Mixer. I have no idea. I doubt it. I very much doubt it.
Okay.
Like, I'm 90%
sure. He's not streaming
on
Mixer anymore because no one wants to watch him on any platform. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Mixer. He texted me. He said, you should go to Mixer, bro.
Yeah.
Immediate audience. I go over there and look. He has 4 viewers. If I had 4 viewers, I would be retired. That's it for me.
Yeah.
That's it. I'd be done. And like, he gets his 4 viewers, he's extremely excited, and then people start watching and realize, okay, maybe this guy ain't great. He never grows over 4 viewers because he doesn't try.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the main part.
He doesn't try at all.
It's either he doesn't try, and then also he doesn't have...
It doesn't matter if he has skills or not. There's no showcase of any skills.
It
doesn't even try. And so people don't watch because he sucks. And so then he goes, well, I'll go back to Twitch because at least there I have the 2,500 followers that I paid for.
Admittedly.
And then he goes there and he had 1 viewer.
Yeah. Admittedly, your content is either hit or miss.
It's always, yeah.
Yeah, because either somebody is going to listen to you and be like, I can't stand this.
Yes.
And never watch again.
Yes.
Or someone's going to get addicted.
Yeah.
I got addicted.
That's the way people
are.
That's the way all content is. People mm-hmm. like some TV shows and other don't. Yeah. That's how it works.
Prunella's,
entertainment.
I don't know. It's just...
We watched him watch a YouTube video. He had no commentary.
He's currently still doing that. You can probably check back. The dude's on fire now.
He didn't do anything. It's like he didn't need to be there.
No, he's just eating.
He didn't need to be there.
He should be an IRL.
He's in food and drink.
Yeah, there you go. He's literally just eating. You missed it.
I missed it! It's literally the part right after. I'm so...
Oh, okay. Briefly mentioned as a side thought. Hey, we should light you on fire.
Nope, missed it. It literally just...
He doesn't even say I'm pausing it. We're switching to WoW now. I'm done eating. Is my...
No, the audio is working. I just started a plate.
It's uncomfortable for our audio listeners. They don't know what's happening.
Yeah. We're literally just watching Prunella look at his phone, streaming live to the internet this glorious, glorious entertaining content.
Fire.
We should light him on fire.
Oh, he unpaused it.
No.
Nope, paused again.
I mean, you know why he's not talking?
Because there's no one in chat.
Because there's no one there.
I'm down. Yeah, I'm down.
2 weeks later, when the video came out, he sent me a text. So when are we lighting you on fire? My honest first thought was, absolutely, let's go. Let's do it. That sounds like...
This isn't reactionary.
So, but then I thought about it, you know, I have...
This is just stealing content.
And, you know, before I type...
Like, what we're doing at the current moment, talking about it...
He hasn't said a single... He hasn't made a noise!
In Hollywood movies.
No, he's eating again.
My body is tribute to this whole thing. So, yeah, we have Eric here today. He's going to light me on fire with his crew, and it's going to be great.
Oh, that wasn't live. You were just replaying the
video. No, that was live.
No.
No, it was.
You could scroll ahead.
No, that was live.
You could scroll ahead. Regardless.
Either way, does it matter?
So, yeah, that was my Saturday night. It was a long argument about whether or not YouTube is right or not.
Right.
And then I broke the silence. I recommended a movie to him. Okay. That was the first thing I said.
What was
the
movie?
At the beginning of the night, Code 8.
I don't have my water in here.
Uh-oh.
Code 8.
Yeah.
You have to see the first 7 to understand it?
No.
That's a pretty good joke, man. Taylor, yeah, I mean, for all intents and purposes, I think that's what he wants to do with his entire life, right?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Like, he streams twice a day. He streams in the morning, he streams at night. He adds a YouTube video every other day.
I'd say he's one of my best friends, and I don't know what he wants to do with his
life. Like, why would you do it if you didn't want to?
I don't know. Because that's just what he's always done.
Like, he doesn't...
No, he's found... He got real depressed when his last... the last major girlfriend or whatever broke up with him.
Okay.
And then ever since then, he's gotten in this realm of single and had just these, like, things that made him happy in the times. And now it's 2 years whatever later, and he's still fucking doing the same shit. I don't know.
He has a girlfriend now. What do you mean? I guess they're a couple. They're not boyfriend-girlfriend, right?
I have no idea. They
don't
really
talk. Well, they do couples gaming.
Do they?
Yeah!
That's
all over his YouTube.
All I see is, like...
Every Sunday.
He told me, like, he only sees it, like, once a week. And that's probably Sunday.
Well, every Sunday, they do couple gaming.
Weird.
Yeah, couple plays The Witcher 3, couple plays Outlast. They've been playing both. By the way, I was watching literally live him playing Outlast Part 2,
because
that's where I'm at in my life. I broke my foot, by the way. Like, I broke my toe. It feels better today, but yeah, I broke my baby toe.
How do you know you broke it?
It hurt real bad. It swelled up, and there was a huge bruise on it. It may not be a broken. I don't know. I can't move it.
So you just sprained your fucking toe.
It hurt! Okay, I couldn't walk! That's all that matters!
You broke your toe sitting at a fucking chair?
No, I was... Chris was peeing.
Okay.
It's 4 Coors Lights deep, Sunday during the Chiefs game.
Okay.
Pop open the bathroom door, run in there to get her. She screams, don't get me.
Get her what?
I just tickle her while she's peeing.
Oh, okay. And yeah, totally, because that's...
Then I leave.
Understandable.
And then I come back! You know, bait and switch! But when I came back, I ran into the door really hard and snapped my toe.
Instant karma.
And then
I love it.
It hurt real bad.
That's so fucking
funny. Yeah. So anyway, Sunday night, foot hurt real bad. I was just sitting doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Chris was napping because she drank. She pulled a half Colby, we called it.
Oh, a half Colby.
She pulled a half Colby.
What's a full Colby?
12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, full Colby is 12, half
gotcha.
Colby is 6.
Mm-hmm.
So she pulled a half Colby on Sunday, so she was taking her nap. And,
Is it sad that I love that?
No, I think it's great, dude. It's a testament to you.
Yeah, but it's also super sad.
That's right.
Like,
beer money, that's right. I broke my entire leg. My liver fell out. That's what happened. Okay? Anyway. So I was there on Sunday doing nothing, and it was on. And so I went to watch it, and the title of his video is Couple Plays Outlast Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't know a lot about games. Do you read this as the second Outlast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just...
He just means it's part two of Outlast 1.
Yeah.
And someone came into his chat. One person in the 20 minutes I was watching, someone came into his chat and said, is this... You already finished part one? And Penelope, I looked at him and goes, no, this is still part one. It's where we left off last week.
It's a little confusing.
I'm just like, the man is yelling at another man because he assumed correctly about his stupid title.
Should have put it at the front, part two, couple plays out last.
Day two, you know.
just think with your brain for any amount of time. Yeah, so he's a fun dude. Friday night, we're hanging out with Britt's friends. Her old, like, people she used to live with.
Uh-huh.
Her, I don't know. I don't know what you want to call it. They're married. They're our age. My age.
What do you mean? I don't know what to call it.
I don't know what to call it.
They're her old roommates, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the problem with that?
But they're married.
Okay, what's that
I don't
matter?
Know whether or not to call the chick her friend or both of them are friends. I don't know.
Okay.
Both of them are her friends.
Okay.
But they're all also married for like three years.
Okay.
Four, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe four.
None of this matters.
Maybe 4 years. They have four kids under three.
Okay.
So they rarely come out.
Yeah. So they have four kids.
Under three.
They have six kids. You know how many Air Jordan 6 black kids wear?
So we're going out with them. We go to dinner on Friday with them. And then they
anyone know that movie?
They participated in an escape room.
Okay.
Like about a year ago.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, they've been trying to do another one.
Did you make the joke that them trying to get out of their house and away from their four kids is like an escape room in real life? Because that would have been a good joke.
I'm not witty. Oh. Also, I'm not friendly enough with them yet. I've seen them probably like five times in my entire...
That's a lot!
Brit.
Five times?
Five times over the course of 2 years?
Yeah!
You know our 2 year anniversary is Sunday, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah, 2 fucking years.
We should do a show then.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho. So we go to dinner. And
yeah.
Then we go to an escape room.
Okay.
The first,
is this the one in the alley?
No.
Oh.
The first escape room they went to is literally just, that's what it is. It's the business is an escape room. They have multiple
okay.
rooms. The one that they did was two rooms that are connected, and they had a group of eight, and it was split in half, so four and
okay.
four. And it was like a space theme. The whole room was themed. Like they had fun, except parts of the room, parts of the things that they had to do were either broken or like the code was wrong because they reset it
okay.
wrong or something like that. So that was their complaints about
I mean, if you
that
can't
one.
Escape the escape room, that's a problem,
a little
right?
bit.
Yeah.
But the one that we went to, I would deem is far worse.
Oh no.
So I never know what plan she makes. I'm just along for the fucking ride
okay.
until it's happening.
All right.
And so she's like, "We're going to an escape room." I'm like, "Okay. It's going to be an escape room."
Uh-huh.
Turns out it is in Laser Quest.
Okay.
It's literally in Laser Quest.
Like in the maze area?
No, not in the actual laser tag place.
Okay,
that would be smart. But no, Laser Quest.
Where do they put it? Isn't that a pretty small place?
Yes, it is. So, I thought when I went there, because I've known Laser Quest. I went there when I was a kid.
Yeah,
it's,
I went there all the time.
Funniest shit ever.
Here's what Laser Quest is. It's like a strip mall building.
Yep.
You walk in the front door. There's a desk over here on your left. And... there's,
like arcade games.
Yeah,
to
and
the
arcades.
Right.
And then there's a pizza room
like
over to the right side.
Three birthday party rooms.
Yeah.
Which are small.
Right, they're just like
this
glass
size
rooms. Yeah, they're not big.
Yeah, just with
they
tables
just
and chairs.
Yeah.
And then you walk through this big old doorway into like your gear up room.
Right, the airlock.
And then it's like a warehouse
right.
basically with like three big, decently large towers.
Right.
And that's your Laser Quest
yeah.
area.
So where do they
it's
put
good.
The escape room?
The Laser Quest is good.
Right.
I recommend that
Yeah,
place.
I loved it when I was
I
a kid,
I would love
dude.
To go back
you
and do it again.
You want to hear about old Seth?
Do you want to go to Laser Quest sometime?
I would love to go to
we
Laser Quest.
We need to
Quest.
Do that.
Do you think the vest would fit me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's got a lot of strap area.
Okay. Back when I was in youth group, mm-hmm. This was back when I lived in Newton, I must have been... yeah, it was probably my freshman year, so I was probably 14. I was probably 13 or 14 years old, okay? They had a contest in my church. The mm-hmm. person who recruited the most people to go to Laser Quest would get to go to Laser Quest for free.
Okay.
I got 16 people to go with me.
That's a lot of people.
They had to get another van mm-hmm. just for the people I brought.
That's impressive. How old? 12, 13?
Yeah, 13 or 14 years mm-hmm. old. That was peak Seth with friends. Right there, dude.
16's a lot.
I couldn't even name 16 people I know
I don't
now.
Think I could either.
No.
So.
Anyway, that used to be my life.
So that's Laser Quest.
And then I discovered the computer.
So. My thought is, we walk in this bitch.
Okay.
There is no sign for the escape room.
Okay.
Anywhere on the outside. Okay. It just says Laser Quest.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's in Laser Quest. I'm like, okay. Uh-huh. That's odd, but all right. So we walk in, and then one of the party rooms over here now has a banner above it saying, escape quest or
so I feel
key
like
quest,
some
key quest
some secretary
called.
Like mm-hmm. goes, hey, people make money on escape rooms, we could turn one of these party rooms into an escape room.
Well, that's my thing, is I thought they bought the suite next door,
right?
Because they have multiple rooms,
okay,
that you could choose from, themed rooms that you could choose from.
Oh, okay.
And so we picked one, and it was some horror killer goddess.
They
and we
hang up
to
a paper
out.
Skeleton.
Fuck you for knowing where I'm going with this, because you're absolutely
well, I
right.
I just know the size no. of the building.
No,
like,
okay.
Where are they going to put four escape rooms? Shh.
The desk, right? The check-in desk. The party room right next to the desk to uh-huh. the left, that's their escape room. It's only that room.
Okay.
They didn't buy the suite next door. It's only that
right.
one room,
yeah.
And they literally just take out props and then put different props in the same room, depending on which theme you pick.
That's great, dude.
So the door is closed
How
the
much
entire
was this?
Time. It was $15 a person. The door was closed the entire time when we were waiting, so I'm like, they definitely had to buy the suite next door for this to work.
Because you're just staring at it and being like, there's no way this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
they open the door and we go in and we're standing in a fucking walk-in closet. And they're like, here's your escape room.
Escape.
It had a folding table, two folding tables, a fucking, like, the child chairs from kindergarten. Fucking five posters hung up on the wall, and then just, like, doll, like, child doll parts scattered on the floor.
Is it made for children?
I have no idea. It was real. The one that we did.
How long did it take you to get out?
It was you had a 45-minute timer. We got out in, we had 13 minutes left.
Okay, so it took you about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So was it just like clues or?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how could an escape room that small take that long? You just had to figure out the combination?
There was a box.
Okay.
That had four different locks on it.
Okay.
And then, like, I think.
Did you bring any gum and chew it aggressively?
I didn't. I should have.
You should have.
I really should have.
No one would have understood the reference, but you would have known.
I think there were three locks that had letters on them, and you had to determine what the name or phrase or whatever was.
Okay.
And then one was a numbered lock. But then there are also, like, four or five other, like, boxes, like ammo crate, like the ammo cartridge metal tin.
Yeah. The ones, like, the box that opens up.
Right.
Like, yeah.
There's, like, four of those with locks on them. And then there's apparently, like, five different ways you can fucking solve this room.
Okay.
So
if you bet money and you went back and instead of doing the horror one, you did the pirate theme or whatever else there is, would it be the exact same room but with different decorations hung up, you think?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. It's the exact same room. I don't know how they do it because some of the posters are, like, fucking glued to the wall.
They probably put another poster over it, huh?
I don't fucking know.
You've got to go back.
And try the other ones?
Yeah.
No.
Just to see what's different.
I don't want to.
Come on, man.
It was so sad. And the chick, there were two people working. One was a dude who was pretty like, it's my job, I'm going to do it
right. Yeah.
And then this other chick was just like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. So what they do, they bring us into the room. It's dark as shit. There's only two lights and they're red light bulbs. So you can't see shit.
They just run the spares from the
no,
Laser Quest.
They were
place,
like,
dude.
How do we make this harder? How do we make it last longer? Let's,
right.
like, I don't know, let them
the
not
people
see.
People can't see.
Yeah. So it was some horse shit. So she comes in and she's like, are y'all ready? And then she just, they have this big old giant speaker system, just a big old, just one speaker with a timer on it, and she just presses a button and has this recording play of this guy being super stupid.
They bought it off
creepy.
Amazon or something.
Dude, absolutely yeah. they did. Absolutely. And then all the damn locks
oh
look
God,
like they're
dude.
From 1920. Like, the letters on the letter ones are just worn off. You can't even fucking see
they bought this.
If you had light.
They bought this escape room at a garage sale.
They did. Would not surprise me.
You've got to go back and do another one.
So we're there with, it's me, Britt, her two previous roommates,
right,
and then one of them's sister,
okay,
and her boyfriend or something.
That's a lot of people,
so
in that
six
small
people
room.
In a tiny-ass room.
Yeah.
And so all of them, once the timer starts, they fucking are like, what do we do? All right, here's this clue. Let's analyze this. What is this? And I'm just standing there like,
is anyone else going to mention how there's no lights in here?
I don't know what to do. I can't contribute. I'm just going around touching stuff. Like, oh. So for the first, like, 15, 20 minutes, I'm doing jack shit.
Okay.
Like, I'm messing with a lock.
The go-getters are doing it all.
I have no clues or any instinct as to what the code could possibly be.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying random things.
Oh, you're just trying the code.
Yeah, I'm just trying to randomly do a code.
What if you got out that way? Oh, no.
So, I don't get the one I spend, like, 10 minutes on. I can't figure it out. I tried all the different words. That's not good.
That's the third time that's happened today.
Why does it do that?
I don't know why it does that. But it can't be good, right?
No. At least it came back on.
No, that's the iMac.
Oh.
Although it has never actually turned back on before, so.
That's fun.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, continue. It's fine.
So, I'm trying this code. I don't get it. And then I'm like, all right, fuck it. I give up. And so they're finding clues, and they're doing this.
Uh-huh.
And they got one lock off the final box.
Okay.
And so they're, like, fucking with all the damn clues. I just go to the box. I try the first one, and there's this name of a dog or something like that in a photo. And I'm just like, all right, let me try that name. And then it just pops open. So I just got that lock just guessing out of my ass.
So one out of four.
Yep.
You're done.
Yep. All right, wait, that's two out of four now. And
okay.
Then, oh, maybe they got two. They got because two of them.
So you have one lock
left. A person's
left.
First name and a person's last name.
Okay.
And then they couldn't figure out the other one. So I tried the first lock. It was the fucking dog's name, Porky. And then it popped open.
Porky
and then
pig.
They were like, or I was just like, I got it. And they were like, what? I was like, yeah, I got it. It was Porky.
Dude, you're like Rain
Man,
dude.
God.
Yeah, you're Rain Man.
And so they're figuring this shit out. So there's a calendar in the room.
Uh-huh.
And then there's, like, lists of, or there's newspaper fake articles of, because it's a murderer.
Okay.
We had to figure out.
Thanks, baby.
Who his next victim was, what his first victim was, and when he's going to kill his next victim. Those
okay.
were the three locks on the box. So his first victim
Wait,
was
so
his
did he dog. Kill the dog?
His dog, Porky.
Okay, that's freaking messed up.
the middle two were the next victim's full name, so first name, last name.
Okay.
Those we
Matthew
got first,
Riddle.
Then I got Porky, and then so all that we had left was the date that he's going to murder her.
Okay.
So there's a calendar, and then there's all of these articles of his past victims and the day that they died. And every single one of them lined up on a Thursday.
Okay.
Of whatever month they were. And so I was like, the last one was October, so I'm going to go to December. What are the Thursdays in December? It was 11 to 15 something
okay.
else. So I just try it at 12-11.
And you beat it. Well, you
didn't beat it. Open the box. There's another box inside that box. With the
Open
key
the, box.
The key to get to the door. Also, by the way, this entire time, the door is not locked.
You could just leave.
And we could just leave.
I wonder if that's like a fire requirement.
Not on any other escape room. Any other escape room, you're locked in. This one, they don't have a lock for the door, and because kids are there, they legally can't or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there's kids. It's probably for kids.
It is.
But the kids would open it. Mom, we got out! Get back in there!
Well, they also give you three clues that you could use at any time. It doesn't penalize you.
Okay.
And then...
Like, you could, like, phone a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. It's really stupid. So the guy comes in for one clue at one point in time, and he's pretty good. Because he's like, I'm not going to tell you anything unless you ask me a question. And then I'm like, how do we get out of here? He's like, ha ha. Because how many times does he get asked that?
Every single time.
So he's waiting for an actual question, then he answers that.
Why don't you be like, how big is it?
The bitch comes in at the end when we get the box open, And so we have this other second box, and then she basically just explains how to figure out how to open that box for us.
So here's your clue. The code is 14. That will be it.
It was a magnetic lock.
Okay.
And so there were in the box was just a whole bunch of fake fingers. Okay. And then in the photo of the guy holding his dog, the guy holding the dog is the murderer, and then you could tell that one of his fingers had a smiley face tattooed on it. So you got to find the one in the box with the smiley face.
Okay.
So we find one, and we're like, what do we do with this? And we're just touching it on the fucking box like it's going to be some code reading.
Right,
thing.
Right.
It's not. She's like, what's in the finger? And one guy's like,
she wants you to leave, dude.
Definitely. It wasn't even close to closing time for
them. Well, do you feel like maybe she was going to get off work when you guys were done?
I mean, no. No, because it was like 9:30 or something like that when we finished, and they closed at 11.
Oh, man.
So she ain't getting off for 1 hour.
Yeah, she ain't going to get off 1 hour early. Yeah. It's brutal, dude. It's brutal.
So that was my Saturday. It's Friday.
Friday. Yeah, your Friday was way better than your Saturday.
I don't know.
I mean, the food was probably tastier on Saturday, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
We had sushi on
Did you have Laser
Friday.
Quest pizza?
We had sushi on Friday, and I had Old Chicago pepperoni rolls on Saturday, and those are by far better.
Yeah, that's what I said, right? Saturday was better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you said Friday was better.
Did I?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Don't ask me questions about things.
How's your laptop doing?
I mean, it's terrible. Look how dark I am.
It's pretty dark. Why are you so dark?
Because you have that light.
You need another light.
Beer Money 100 minutes ago said the escape room here in Birmingham I went to was about Area 51, but the clues were not helpful. We found maybe 4 of the 8 clues. It was forced. They expected you to make the stupidest revelations. I've never done an escape room before, and I don't think I ever will. I would do Laser Quest, though.
Yeah, we need to go. I got a free game.
A free game of Laser Quest?
Since we did escape, we got free passes.
How long? Isn't like, if I remember correctly, Laser Quest is like, it's like 10 minutes.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It's real short.
It's really short. Oh, well, whatever. You want to watch some trailers?
Yeah, let's go, man.
You want to do the 25 movies of the decade?
Yes.
See if we agree? Okay.
Wait.
No, we don't want spoilers.
Hey, number one, though.
What?
Number one. 25.
This is number 25.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
number
the first
25.
One on the list.
Interstellar.
The said.
Okay, well. 24, Silver Linings Playbook. You ever seen it?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. Is it better than Interstellar?
No.
Okay. 23, Logan.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
I'm glad it made the list. It was actually
22.
If you watch any X-Men movie, that's the one you should watch.
Yeah, but I haven't watched it.
It's good.
Well, now that I have your thing, I can probably watch it.
You don't have my thing yet.
Well,
so what if I make a stipulation? The only way I'm giving it to you is if you watch Logan.
I'll do it.
You won't.
I'll watch it tomorrow while I'm working. And Chris is out partying.
Mm-hmm.
I will. Number 22, Ex Machina.
What's Chris doing tomorrow?
She's going to some bingo thing with a bunch of people.
That sounds terrible.
Dude, you should go see her. It'd be real hilarious. Because you know who's going to be there. It'd be really awkward.
No, that would be so weird.
Blow up the spot, dude. Blow up the spot. You know what? I don't have chat up. Hold on.
We should show up and be like, you? What are you doing
yeah,
here?
Exactly.
I didn't know you worked with Chris.
21, Whiplash.
Great movie.
Never seen it.
Fucking great.
20, Boyhood.
Dude, Whiplash is just
it's just J.K. Simmons yelling at people, right?
To see J.K. Simmons just rail this fucking kid.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Also, drum movie. I like it.
Boyhood?
Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Looks weird.
Number 19 is...
What?
Paddington 2.
Okay, this list is fucked.
I mean, maybe,
are you kidding
maybe
me?
Maybe it's really good,
You
dude.
Remember when we made fun of that shit? You remember when
yes.
that bear was your screen or your desktop wallpaper?
But remember that we only made fun of it because Paddington 1 had 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. David Heyman may have made billions for Warner Bros. Harry Potter, but his true producing masterwork may just be the Paddington movies. Directed by Paul King, the films capture the very essence of Michael Bond's marmalade-loving Peruvian bear while updated to a divided Britain that deepens everything he represents. And its sequel, that truly steps into greatness with an overbearing niceness by default, a prison interlude challenging Wes Anderson's work in the Grand Budapest Hotel, and a defining villain turn from Hugh Grant.
This list is fucked. Continue.
18, Call Me By Your Name. Never seen it.
Never seen it.
17,
it's got
Avengers
Army
Endgame.
Hammer in it, though, man.
Avengers Endgame. Should be probably number one, right?
Yeah, right.
16, Wonder Woman. Never seen it.
Wonder Woman is above Endgame?
Dude, it was important for women or something, right?
Not really.
15, Lady Bird. Seen that? It was good. It was okay. It's not better than Interstellar.
I think it would be terrible.
14, Get Out. Never saw it.
Nope.
13, Joker. Never saw it.
It was not. It's not as good as everybody's claiming it to be.
Not 12, John Wick. Click. Never seen it.
What? How does... Why? This is one person just being like, these are my favorite movies.
Of course. 11, Blade Runner 2049. Never seen it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We should have went and saw that in theaters, man. We missed out.
It was visually great. Oh, it looked amazing. Yeah. But, like, story-wise, kind of just...
Okay. Social Network. That's a good movie.
Great movie.
That'd probably be on my top list.
Army Hammer's in two of these movies.
He is, dude. He is. 9, Cabin in the Woods.
What in the fuck?
Okay, first of all, I feel like this movie's way older than 2012.
Me too.
Yeah.
What is this list, though?
I don't know, man.
Where does that fucking come from?
I don't know, man.
Like, just because it subverted the genre or
some shit? Yeah, I guess. 8, Star Wars.
Oh, my.
Star Wars Celestia.
God! They only like it because it was different.
Yeah, well, that's why I like it. Yeah, that's why I like it.
Different isn't always good, though.
Not if you like Star Wars.
It was different, but it also sucked.
Yeah, it's not good for Star Wars fans.
Because it made no fucking sense.
Yeah. Yeah. 7, La La Land.
Never saw it.
6, Arrival. That was a good movie. That was a good movie.
Fine.
It was good.
It's not like anything mind-breaking.
I don't know. I think it was the best Alien movie that's ever come out.
Really?
Yeah, you don't think so?
Cloverfield, bro. Come on.
Cloverfield's a monster movie. I don't really qualify as aliens.
It's an alien. At the end of the fucking movie, you see it crashing down to Earth.
I could have came from the clouds, dude. You don't know.
I'm going to kill you.
Number 5, Inside Out.
Really?
That's a good movie. Number 5, though.
Coco wasn't better than that?
It was. 4, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Good movie.
Still, by the way, Endgame has been better than all of the movies up till this point.
Yeah.
Just for the record. 3, Captain America Winter Soldier. That's 3? Dude, this list is weird.
I think that's most people's number one.
I would get it. It's really good. Ranked. Yeah, it's my number one out of the MCU. 100%. 100%. So good. It's so good, dude.
I don't know what...
It's so good. Watch it again. It's really good.
I know it's really good. I love it.
You have a 4K TV yet?
No.
What's wrong with you, man?
I have a projector.
It's 2020.
I don't need a 4K.
Dude, watch this movie in 4K.
My eyes aren't great.
It'll blow your mind.
So it's fine. I don't need to see it.
2, Inception. Oh, I just saw number 1. Now I'm mad. Max Fury Road. Never seen it.
That movie sucks so much fucking ass.
I think you're the only one that has that opinion, though.
Dude, like, technical achievement. Great.
Uh-huh.
Filmmaking, cinematography, great.
Is it just desert?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's also just, there's like no words. There's very few words, and very little happens.
Is that a movie of Tom Hardy in it?
Yeah, barely.
Yeah. Because it's mostly about the woman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who plays the woman?
Charlize Theron.
Okay.
She does great.
I haven't seen a lot of movies.
Dude, I don't know why people love that movie so much. I get it. Like, it's a masterful, like, practical effects movie. But it's not that entertaining. It's also super fucking weird.
People loved it, man. People love that movie. I don't understand why, but they do. I don't know, man.
Like, very few of these movies I actually liked. There was, like, 5 out of 25.
I like Inception, like Winter Soldier, Spider-Verse. I like Inside Out.
Yeah.
Arrival, I like. Never saw it.
Nope.
No, probably not.
Nah.
No, probably not. Social Network. I liked. Never saw it. Never
I like
saw
John
it.
Wick.
Never saw it. Never saw it. It's okay. It's forgettable. Never saw it. Good.
Endgame.
Never saw it. Never saw it. Never saw it. Never saw it.
Whiplash.
Good. I remember lots of boobs about in this movie, and I remember that Poe Dameron.
Who's the chick?
Alicia Vikander. Yeah, she's Tomb Raider.
That's right.
Yeah, she's Tomb Raider.
Okay.
I remember Poe Dameron, whatever that actor's name is. He's really good in this. Remember that?
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah. Also, by the way, he's going to be in another movie called Ex Machina, but it's going to be completely unrelated to this one.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
because Hollywood's just out of ideas. Yeah. Logan,
never saw it, but probably really good. Silver Linings Playbook, no. And Interstellar.
So I got nine. Yeah. Nine of those movies I liked. Interesting.
I feel like we could make our own list, but that would require us to do prep.
Yes.
So I'm not going to do that.
Because I'd need to run through all of the fucking movies that came out.
Okay, do you care at all about the new Matrix coming out? Because Hugo Weaving ain't going to be in it. He says timing issues is why he can't be in it. So no agent Smith.
Because he's totally fucking doing other shit. What's he been in?
People think he may be shooting Lord of the Rings. No. But yeah, great question. What's he doing? Because he wasn't in Endgame. He wasn't in the Avengers.
There's no way he's shooting Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. People think he's shooting Lord of the Rings.
So, wait. Is the Lord of the Rings series going to be connected to the movies?
It takes place before the movies.
But, like, could it be prequel status?
Well, technically,
it's supposed to be in the same realm.
If Hugo Weaving's in it, I guess.
I guess.
They haven't said. I mean, all the characters that are in it that would be in the newer movies are just elves. Because it's so far early that there wouldn't be any hobbits or men.
That makes sense, yeah.
So I guess it could be connected.
Ian McKellen's not going to be in it?
I don't think so. I think it's before him.
That motherfucker is old.
Yes, he is. I think it's before him, though.
But we've seen The Hobbit. So it's before The Hobbit, too, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, this is like... But I think it's like before The Ring.
That would be cool.
I think is what I understand.
That would be sick.
So, I don't know. But anyway, that's what they say. He's busy. But good news, the guy who plays the Merovingian, he's going to be in it.
Whoa. Go back. Did it say he's Australian?
Hugo Weaving?
One of Australia's most respected
actors. That's what it says.
What? I did not know that. Shocking.
Yeah, but the Merovingian's going to be back, dude. Are you excited about that?
No.
Me either. That Matrix movie's going to suck, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
So is everyone still in it? Like Neo, Trinity, yeah. Morpheus?
I don't know about Trinity.
She dead.
But Morpheus, I think, is definitely in it, and Neo's definitely in it. Neo's dead! What do you mean,
He's Christ.
Did you watch that movie? Did you ever watch? I rewatched it. Like, the whole trilogy. Like, it's not as bad as people say.
No.
But it's also not great.
The only thing that pissed me off, I remember walking out of Matrix 3 when I was young.
It's very long.
And I was like, how could they fucking end it that way?
It's very long.
I think that was the first time that a movie pissed me off.
Well, Neo died, dude. It's very long. There's so much just robots.
But goddamn, no, that Zion scene, though, man.
There's like eight of them, dude.
I know.
There's too many.
The whole thing is great to fucking watch.
No, it's not.
I need to rewatch those.
It's really not that good. It's good, except they do it eight times.
I love it. That was my favorite part.
I hated
the Neo fucking
fighting. Big boom boom Colby over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show me the booms. It's all I care about.
It's just like
all it is orgasms like over and over.
They
and over
randomly
again.
Blinded Neo.
Stupid.
It made no sense.
Nope.
And then... Like, you know how he gets blind? You remember?
Yeah, the dude, like, hits him with an electrical cord.
Yeah, if you got hit with an electrical cable, blindness is the least of your problems.
That's not burning you. It's just shocking your heart to stop.
It's not how electricity works.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make any sense.
All I remember about The Matrix is the ending of 2, where they're getting out of the fucking ship, and then he just uses the fucking force to shock those two.
He does do that.
He passes the fuck out.
He does do that.
A great ending.
Yeah, the beginning of Matrix 3.
I liked Matrix 2.
He's in a subway for 20 minutes.
That was horrible. That was so bad.
Like, it's not as bad as I think you think it is, and public opinion thinks it is. But it's also not good.
Matrix 3, no.
Like, what have the Wachowskis made... Since Matrix 1,
nothing
that has been good.
They were too busy turning themselves into women.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I think it has a lot.
I think they accidentally...
That takes a big toll on your body, I feel like.
I think they accidentally made a good movie.
Eh.
I think that's what happened. I think they accidentally made a good movie.
Can we just talk about the fact that it's super weird that two brothers
yeah.
decided to both
You've gone over this before. and it was not popular with chat.
What? I fully respect their decisions.
I don't feel like you do.
I'm not saying they shouldn't have done it. I'm just saying, what are the fucking chances?
I mean, I don't know.
Now, one, you have a popular set of brothers. Like, they are they're stars of the directors, you know, in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And they both decide, no, I'm not a man. I am now a woman.
Yes. Well, maybe one saw the other.
Well,
and
that's what I'm saying. I think that was my point. The last time was one of them just playing along.
Or maybe they discovered that, you know, it was okay to change. Here's the movies that they've made, because I'm gonna try to save you. Okay. Here's what they've made: Assassins. Oh no, let me just do the ones they direct. Okay. Bound. Ever heard of it?
Nope.
Okay. The Matrix. You ever heard of it?
Yep.
All right. The Matrix Revisited. The Matrix Reloaded.
Did you ever watch the Animatrix?
Yeah.
Dude, it was fucking weird.
Yeah, the whole thing was weird, mm-hmm. dude. The Matrix Reloaded, The Matrix Revolutions, both nearly not as good as The Matrix.
Right.
V for Vendetta.
They didn't direct it, though.
Okay, you're right. Speed Racer.
Great movie.
Really?
I fucking love that movie, actually.
Okay, well then...
I watched it twice. I watched it once in school for some reason. I don't remember why.
Uh-huh.
And I did not like it. I thought it was really weird. And then I rewatched it by myself, and I was like, this is actually cool. Like, it's corny as fuck, but there are some, like, pretty tense anyways.
Cloud Atlas.
Horrible.
Jupiter Ascending.
Also horrible.
Okay, so they've made Jupiter Ascending, Cloud Atlas, Speed Racers, and the Matrix Trilogy. That's what they've made.
It's not a lot.
So you say that Speed Racer's good. I say The Matrix was accidentally a good movie.
I think you're right, actually.
Because nothing else they've made has been good.
Because one, Speed Racer bombed like crazy. And,
yeah,
and
yeah, $93 million, $120 million
budget.
The
public opinion is that movie
It's for weebs, dude.
Yeah.
It's a weird weeb thing.
Yeah.
Critical response. It has a 40% approval rating. So, yeah, you're alone.
I'm fine with that.
You're alone on that.
I like bad movies.
You're alone on that. I did love the video game Enter the Matrix, though. You put cheats in there and you can have unlimited bullet time. Oh my god, that was so much fun. You ever play that game on a
GameCube? Yeah, is that the one with the Asian and the black woman?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I fucking love that game.
That game was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The cheats were the bomb.
Yeah, dude. They really were. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's dead. Okay, you want to talk about really good movies, man?
Yeah, what's up?
Is anyone hungry?
Yes. James Corden!
I'm on it.
Oh, lovely, darling. Look at him. He's a rabbit.
Yeah. I'm just going to wait until we get home where the food isn't decomposing.
Well, la-dee-da. I didn't realize I was with a bunch of sophisticates.
Families can come in all shapes and sizes. That's why I also picture having some two-legged children.
Join them. Frolic.
Imagine me and our future children
neighbors?
Frolicking.
I have no idea.
This is fun.
It is.
Yes.
I'm speeding up a little. I'm speeding up quite a bit. Oh!
You know, this may be controversial, but, you know, if Iran was to start World War III, I suggest that's where they dropped the first bomb. That said.
Hollywood, just blow it up.
Just wherever that was. It's cursed earth.
Hopefully it's Britain.
It's cursed earth, dude.
Yeah. That was great.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Sony movies, which that was, I have a theory.
What's up?
About Morbius.
What's up?
Last week we got all wrecked because we're like MCU spreading.
Right.
I smell shenanigans. I've been thinking about this.
What's up?
So in that trailer where it says murder... over Spider-Man.
Right.
Have you seen that Spider-Man is the Tobey Maguire suit Spider-Man?
Mm-mm.
Okay, let me pull it up. Let me pull it up.
The Tobey Maguire one?
Yes.
Not Andrew Garfield one?
No, Tobey Maguire.
Really?
I think it was like towards the end, right?
I can't remember.
I think it was towards the end. Yeah, it's like right in here somewhere. He's like walking down the street or whatever, you know.
I think you missed it.
By the time I find it, I probably could have just played the whole trailer.
Let's play the
started at 1:20. I forgot how formulaic this trailer was, by the way.
What's happening?
I went from dying to feeling more alive than ever.
Increased strength and speed.
It's before this, man.
You think it was before this?
The ability to use echolocation. And an overpowering urge to consume blood.
It's definitely before this.
I have a rare blood disease, and I'm running out of time.
There's a bat, dude.
My last chance.
I never noticed the bat before. That's probably how he becomes a vampire, right?
That would be a good guess.
That's not exactly legal.
So this is Sony's decision to bring the vampire into the...
Yeah, 100%. More than you already have.
This would be a cure.
Is it before this? Is it the literal beginning of the trailer? Because we're almost back to where we started.
At what cost?
This is literally where we started.
Yeah.
We're going to watch it out of order, dude.
God damn it.
Watch it be like the Michael, second scene.
I've known you since you were a child.
Oh, yeah, Jared Harris is in this, too.
Yeah. Gift. Goes from making the best fucking miniseries ever, and then...
Maybe this will be good, man.
There's an answer to the disease.
Dude, it looks so bad. Also, I don't know about you, but I'm just not a Jared Leto fan.
No, I don't really like Jared Leto.
Why am I still here?
Where the fuck?
It's got to be at the end, because we watched all this.
Broken. Far are we alive?
There it is. We literally paused it, like, right before it showed up, by the way.
Far.
Okay. That's the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man suit.
How do you know?
Look at it. That's the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man suit, clearly.
I mean, it could be Andrew Garfield.
No, it's clear as day Spider-Man.
It's definitely not Homecoming.
Okay, either way, I think we're being bamboozled. I think the reason that it's the non-Homecoming Spider-Man is because they don't have the rights.
Well, yeah, Spider-Man's not going to be in this movie.
Well, why don't they use a picture of him if they're tying into the MCU? I think we're being bamboozled, dude.
I don't see why. I don't.
But why use the old school suit?
Because they said, fuck it. Look at this picture. It looks good.
I mean, there's two options here. Right, I guess there's three. One, Sony is a totally, completely, and massively incompetent. Option one. Option two. Decide to some type of Into the Spider-Verse thing happening here, where Tobey Maguire Spider-Man existed before Tom Holland Spider-Man. Now that J. Jonah Jameson is in it, maybe that's actually what happened. Maybe there was a Spider-Man before Tom Holland, and it was Tobey Maguire.
No.
Maybe.
That would retcon so much shit.
Maybe.
It would retcon so much shit.
Option three. We're being bamboozled.
It's probably that one.
I don't know. It could easily be one.
It's definitely the first one.
It could easily be they suck.
I mean, that's definitely... That's either a screenshot from Tobey Maguire or...
Uh-huh.
Andrew Garfield. It's not... Definitely not Tom Holland.
I dropped my keyboard and I typed in chat. How funny is that? But yeah, dude. It's weird, right?
I don't know.
Right?
We'll just have to see.
Right? Okay, man, you want to watch anything else?
What do you got?
The last thing he wanted, Anne Hathaway, Ben Affleck.
Sounds stupid.
Horse Girl.
Sounds stupid.
Okay, then I got two that I was like, do you even want to watch it? Number one, Taylor Swift documentary. Apparently she says the F word in this trailer. I'm a little interested in hearing Taylor Swift say the F word. Pulled up.
Pull this one.
Okay.
Just gonna go have fun. No one out there that I know of in the audience actively hates me. Not get dead face.
Ready to do this?
Ready. Totally ready.
She's not a real...
Do you ever feel bad for Taylor Swift?
No.
No?
Never.
She always looks like she just doesn't like what she's doing.
Dude, I'd watch that and I go, she's not a real performer, because I assume every show before I start that everyone watching hates me. I assume you hate me, my wife hates me, and everyone who's watching hates me. That's what drives me to make content. So she's clearly happy.
I feel like you need to see a therapist.
I do, clearly. I don't have money for it. Yeah, but that's what drives...
insurance.
It costs money, dude.
It's less money than if you were to
not
have government.
Yeah, is it zero?
No.
Then I can't afford it.
But it would help. Your brain.
This is my therapy.
Face. Ready to do this? Ready. Totally ready.
She's fine. Do you feel bad for her?
No, because she has millions of dollars.
Label executives would just say, a nice girl doesn't force their opinions on people.
And if she stopped right now, she'd be set for fucking life.
100%.
And could tell all these people that she has to deal with the fuck off.
Everyone wanted me to be.
Yeah, she could not do this.
She could do all of this on her own.
Yeah.
Guys, like a trick. She's too skinny. Nobody physically saw me for a year. And that was what I thought they wanted. I had to deconstruct an entire belief system.
Oh, this documentary is going to make us feel bad for her.
And reject it.
It's going to talk about how hard her life is.
Glory, yeah, it's so hard being super fucking rich.
It woke me up from constantly feeling like I was fighting for people's respect. I saw the scoreboard and ran for my life. It was happiness without anyone
else.
Do none
of these people know to just tell fucking haters to fuck off? Like it, don't
I
listen.
Need to be on the right side of history.
Taylor Swift broke her silence on politics over the weekend.
Using her voice in a whole new way.
Never find another like me. It feels fucking awesome.
She said the bad word, man.
Not how I wanted her to say it.
Okay, someone who is depressed, let me give you a little insight into the human psyche. People who are depressed don't have this. A cat in a backpack.
That poor cat.
That is a cat in a backpack. On a private jet.
I regret saying what I said earlier.
That's a cat in a backpack on a private jet.
This is just...
That backpack probably cost more than you made this year.
Absolutely.
Yes.
This is just straight up propaganda.
Absolutely.
About just feel bad for me.
Yeah.
Buy my stuff.
It's just more... Yeah, it's for her fans to feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. So they'll go out and they'll buy more t-shirts
it's
for it.
It's so just disgusting is what it is.
I feel really good about not feeling muzzled anymore, and it was my own doing. There's nothing that feels better than this moment.
What are you doing?
I'm turning on my party shoes for vocals.
Good. We've never really gotten a good take without them, have we?
No.
Are we just jerks?
Part of me wants to say yes, because,
like clearly
maybe that's just a girl just going through fucking life.
I mean, it is probably propaganda, but let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she probably is feeling what she feels.
Yeah.
And so that's significant.
Admittedly so. When I say propaganda and I say I'm disgusted, I don't think it's directly coming off on her.
Yeah, I think it's
a little bit coming off on her, but
she's
not
a machine.
Completely. Yes. It is the rest of the machine that I am saying is disgusting.
Because I think it's probably hard to be famous. It probably is very difficult to be famous because you don't really know. I would think the hardest thing would be there's no one around to keep you grounded. You can make Jar Jar Binks and no one will tell you not to. You know? Like, I think that would be very difficult.
Yeah.
For people to be like, that is a stupid idea. Because I don't feel like anyone has ever looked at Taylor Swift dead in the eyes and said, your song sucks. Make a better song. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like that's ever happened to her.
No.
And I think that there's something healthy about knowing.
Because it doesn't matter if it sucks. It just matters if it sells.
Right. Well, I think that kind of speaks to what she was talking about with, like, I muzzled myself. Because she didn't know... Like, I would imagine in her brain, she's probably like, well, if I don't know what to say and I don't know what's good, I just won't say anything. And I could see someone retreating into themselves, because who else are they going to go to? You know? But, like, at the same time, this whole documentary is probably made to make you feel bad for Taylor Swift, so you buy her fragrance, right?
It just makes no fucking sense to me how they're like, I don't like the industry. I don't like dealing with the things I have to deal with. It's like,
Taylor Swift has enough money, she could start her own industry.
Yes.
And change
it. She can buy a studio.
Yes.
She can hire a fucking producer.
Yes.
She can record in her house.
That's why.
She can literally put it on Spotify herself.
Yeah, remember she was anti-Spotify for a while, remember that?
No.
Yeah, she said, I don't make enough money off Spotify, so I ain't putting my songs up there.
It's just, it's idiotic. And I know, like, a lot of the music industry, the way that they make the big, big dollars is touring.
Right.
And that takes a lot of setup and a lot of people to fucking handle.
But I don't think that's as true anymore.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think so.
Think how much money PewDiePie has. Has he ever gone on tour?
Dude, if she fucking just went live on Twitch.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I don't think our tiny little poor brains can comprehend the amount of money that these people have. Like, you think.
Yeah, no.
You know $1 billion is 1 million millions? So if far away as $1 million is for us, $1 billion is 1 million times that.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain can't even really fathom that. And then to fathom that people have $80 billion is insane.
Yeah.
Even if she only has $100 million, she's enough that she could Elon Musk the industry, and she could just do her own thing and do it right if she really wanted to. Don't like the way clean energy's done? Boom, I'll do my own. Don't like the way the internet works? Boom, I'll put satellites in space because I have more money than Jesus.
Yeah.
She could do it. So all of her complaints kind of, like, I feel bad that she feels bad, but I don't feel bad because she could solve her problems.
Mm-hmm.
She's so rich, she could hire someone to solve her problems for her.
Yeah.
If she wanted to. She could do it herself, or she could hire someone. She's so rich, she could hire someone to 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 solve her problems. If she wanted to. And so it's like, yeah, it probably sucks to be isolated, but at the same time, you can buy 1 million hookers. She dated 40 singers.
I don't understand.
It is like, I just don't get it, dude.
No, I don't understand the fact that we have so many billionaires, like multi-billionaires.
Yes, yes.
Them themselves are worth that much money.
Yes.
If they liquidated all the stuff they owned, they would have that much free capital to just do stuff.
They say $20 billion can cure world hunger.
It's just like, wait a second there. So 20.
That's what I think I read, yeah.
20.
Yeah.
Of the fucking parks that are going to be built in Wichita downtown.
Yes.
Could solve world hunger.
Yes.
It's just fucking mind-numbing.
That's how much money $1 billion is.
$1 billion to fucking.
Think about it. If all of the billionaires in the world gave $20 million, it would be done. Or $200 million or whatever.
That's not going to dent shit.
No, they won't even notice that amount of money gone.
No.
No. No.
It's not fathomable.
That's why people say eat the rich, dude, because it's insane.
It makes sense because when you're at that level, it's literally not a matter of I want more money.
Right.
It's I want more money than this guy.
Right.
It becomes a competition.
Yeah.
How much can I actually hold on to?
Oh, Bezos beat me.
Yeah.
It doesn't even cross your mind that you have money.
Right.
It's just, it's a fake statistic.
Yep.
It's like you owning more shirts than me.
Yes.
That's what it's like.
Mm.
You're exactly right. That's what it is, dude. Because I think, I'm making this number up, but it was something like the 200 richest people on Earth now have more money than 50% of the total population of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
200 people, more than 50%.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, I mean,
yeah, that makes no sense.
And it's got to be something because no one has just given their money away. Like, Bill Gates can't give away his money fast enough.
Right.
And I don't understand how that works. Because either they're not really billionaires.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. That's the thing. Is because it's not It's not capital in your bank account. You don't have.
Yeah, it's not liquid assets.
In your checking account, you don't have fucking $20 billion.
Right.
It's definitely investments and it.
But you could liquidate it.
You had.
You could liquidate half.
But then you. Exactly.
And I don't understand why they don't.
I think. I think it's like your t-shirt analogy. So say I have all these t-shirts, and I only wear a certain amount of them.
Right.
Which is the money that he actually spends on things he uses. But all these other ones, like, hold sentimental value for me. So that's why they're still in my
closet.
But
they could get rid of them.
I could get
rid
of them.
Like, Bill Gates could liquidate.
But I kind of still want to own Amazon. I kind of still want to own PayPal. Like,
But then that's just hubris. Like,
definitely.
I just don't imagine. If I had $1 billion,
in that sense.
Would it be cooler for me to be the $1 billion guy who owned raptor teeth, or would it be cooler if I was the $1 million guy who cured world hunger?
I think you would kind of go down in history as
Well, I don't understand why someone hasn't done that.
Me neither.
I get it.
I completely agree with you. Why has no one been like, I'm just gonna be the dude.
I know it's stupid, but it makes me think there's an Illuminati. Like, once you reach a certain threshold, you get filtered in, you're like, listen, if you don't want to get Epstein'd, you keep all your money.
That's definitely it. I would not doubt that in the
slightest. Because someone, at this point, from Carnegie in the 1800s to now, someone would have been like, I'm just going to stroke a $10 billion check and solve the homelessness issue in the United States.
Yeah.
And then I'll be the guy who solved homelessness, and I'll be in a history book 100 years from now, being the guy who solved homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's got to be a reason someone hasn't done that.
I don't know why.
And I know it's a stupid conspiracy theory, but that's all I can think about, is that they'd just get Epstein by someone.
Makes sense.
If they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because why wouldn't they? I just don't, like, why would you, you just don't need that much money.
No, you don't. You can live on $1 billion for the rest of
your
life.
You could live on $1 million for the rest of your life if you wanted to.
I'm saying if you wanted to live as lavishly as those fuckers did.
Yes, you could easily live off. You could easily live off $100 million.
Yes.
You could. You could own jets and yachts and everything else, man, and still live.
Yeah, but then those things break down. You got to get new ones and stuff.
I think they'll be okay because you could invest that $100 million. Like, think about it this way, okay? You get your shirts, okay? You only need 7 shirts. So, you only need enough money. When you have $100 million, you really only need $2 million of it for your day-to-day bagel spending. You know? So you put the other $98 million into investments and it grows. Think how much money you could make in your Robinhood app if you put in $1 million. Now, think about that with $100 million. Like, I don't think we fathom the amount of money. I don't think we understand.
No.
Like, we just hear, oh, $100 million. Oh, that doesn't sound like enough. If someone gave me $100 right now, that would be significant. $1,000 would change my year. $10,000 would change my life. $100,000, I wouldn't even know what to do.
And then $100 million.
And it even get to, like... A half a million.
Mm-hmm.
If I just woke up tomorrow and had $100,000 in my bank account, my life is infinitely better. Out of debt, down payment on a house, down payment on cars.
Yep.
We could just live off our day to day.
Yep.
You know? Nah, acid, I'm trading up if I get $100,000, so I'm rich now. I ain't dating the poor one, so come on. Be real here, acid. Come on. He'll date me for 500 grand.
Absolutely.
If I had $100 million, he becomes my sugar mama. So.
There you go.
Or I become your sugar daddy?
I'll do fucking anything.
I think that's it. Well, I'm too busy, so you're not really going to have to do anything sexual. You're just going to mostly have to sit there without a shirt on.
I can do that.
But anyway, I don't know, man. It's weird,
yep.
Dude. Like, that's just so much money.
That's fucked up. It is fucked up.
Taylor Swift, according to Forbes, $360 million is her net worth. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, man. That's a lot of money. What problems do you have that money couldn't solve?
Like,
Psychological problems, I get it. They suck, but like
it just it physically hurts right now thinking about it, because it's just like, who are you to think that you earned that amount of money?
Yeah.
You fucking sing songs.
Well, it's not even her. Like, she didn't write her songs.
No.
She didn't produce her songs. She didn't sell the album. She didn't
do
the tour.
You're just a name.
Yeah.
You're just a
brand. She's the singer, yeah. That's all. She's the face of the organization.
And so you think, once you get all this money, that it's yours.
Right.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Well, that's another... Well, I believe that about fame, is that once you become famous, like, you don't belong... You belong to the people then.
Right.
Because... That's how it works.
It's what you sign up for, yeah.
J-Bar, we have 7 viewers.
But,
right, that's incredible for us.
But right, that's not my
sucks.
Point. My point is the fact that you can logically reason in your own head that I just got paid $500,000 for an appearance.
Yeah. People do that,
and
man.
That's worth it.
Yeah.
Like, that's worth me just being
well,
in
and
a
that's
place.
What that's what... is crazy to me is that you go like that is
that's their life
that's well and that's also your worth like so like I could sit back right now and go what am I worth and like I would have no idea
yeah
she could sit back and go what am I worth well I got paid $500,000
strict number
to go to Macy's
I got a price chart
yeah that's kind of a thing yeah that's about half of what Colby has Colby's rich yeah
what
J-Bar's trying to... He's trying to enrage you. I think he's trying new shtick instead of just going straight for the beard. But I'm not sure.
I got beard... I got a beard roller.
How's it working,
beard
man?
Serum. I started it Sunday, so...
Doesn't look any different.
Yeah, no, it's not gonna.
No.
It's genetics.
And Colby said he's rich. He's yelled it on this show multiple times. I'm rich.
I ain't rich. I'm you. Like, compared to you, I'm rich.
Compared to me, that coffee table's rich because it literally has no debt, so it's more rich than me.
So therefore, in a sense, I am rich.
Yeah. You could be destitute.
Also,
do you have any debt?
I'm also rich in the Lord.
Well, me too.
Satan.
Well, the opposite. But, you have any debt?
I have a car payment.
You have any credit card debt?
Which will be done in February.
Any credit card debt?
No.
Student loans?
I have one credit card.
Okay, but you don't have any. You don't carry a balance?
No.
Okay, no student loans?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you could have no money in your bank and still be richer than me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you always got that.
Debt sucks, friend.
Lay in bed at night and think about that, man.
I know.
Yep.
I go in between being super depressed and super, like, thankful, but
mm-hmm.
It's more on the depressed side.
Well, I mean,
can we end so I can go pee?
Sure, man. You know what? Do you want to watch this Pokemon trailer?
I really don't because I have to pee. What is this?
It's,
is it animated?
So, have you ever seen Mewtwo Strikes Back?
No.
Okay, then who cares? We'll just end. You can go
pee. All right.
I mean, if you don't know, Netflix is remaking it, but it's CGI. Here's the style. Like, they're remaking it computer animated.
That looks dumb.
Like, it's just Mewtwo.
To
oh,
you,
God.
Using the
I didn't mean for it to make noise. But, like, it's just, you know, it's just animated.
Haven't we seen enough of Mewtwo?
Dude, Mewtwo's the best, dude. But yes. Yes, we have.
Like, he's in everything.
Yes, he is.
She? I don't know.
I think it's a man. I don't know. They don't
so
have genitals.
Bad. Like, I've waited too long.
Okay,
like,
right.
I need to go.
Okay. Show's over, chat. Okay, are we going to be back next Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back next Thursday then. Thanks for hanging out tonight. J-Bar, it was good to see you while you stopped by. Beer Money, it was good to see you as well. Acid, I guess it was okay that you were here. Taylor, I think she probably left. She can only take so much, so it makes sense. Everyone else that was here, thank you for hanging out tonight. We'll be back next Thursday. Didn't Colby used to play games? Lol. No, he didn't. Did you ever play games?
That never happened.
I don't think you ever played games.
No, I don't like video games.
Also,
my hands also don't work.
So we'll see you on Thursday next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And maybe we'll play games next week. Maybe.
Probably not.
No, probably not, but maybe.
It's possible.
It is possible. Anything's possible.
Tune
to the
in
Lord.
To check in.
Write
happens.
That down, okay? So we'll see y'all. Everything's said at Colby.com if you care, which you don't. Anyway, we'll see y'all later. Have a
bye-bye,
great night.
Y'all.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.